Okay, so are you ready to like dive into something that you probably see like every day but don't really think about? We're talking bread.
Okay.
But not just any bread. We're going deep on the differences between Dutch and American bread, thanks to this hilarious blog post by a Dutch expat.
Oh, wow, this is going to be interesting. The blogger's experience with American bread really shows how, like, food production has changed over time,
Right?
and also how what people like in different places can make even something as simple as bread totally different.
Yeah, their post is called My American Bread Awakening.
Okay.
It's on this website called Dutch in the USA, and it was published on February 14th, 2025.
Okay.
And it is so funny. They talk about how American bread seems to last forever, like compared to the bread that they are used to back in the Netherlands. They even say that American bread is alive at one point. I love that. So what makes Dutch bread so different? Does it go stale that fast?
It does tend to go stale more quickly, yeah.
Okay.
And part of that is because of how Dutch bread is traditionally made. They use a lot of fresh local ingredients, and the recipes are often very simple,
Oh, okay.
which makes the bread really tasty, but it means it doesn't stay soft for as long.
Gotcha.
And there's also a cultural thing. Have you heard of a broodtrommel?
A what?
It's like a special bread box.
Wait, they have like special boxes just for bread?
Yeah, basically. It's designed to keep bread fresh.
That's so interesting. So fresh bread is a really big deal in the Netherlands, then.
Oh, totally. Fresh bread is like a central part of Dutch cuisine. They even have recipes like wenteltiefjes.
Went to what?
Wenteltiefjes, it's kind of like Dutch French toast.
Oh, okay.
You make it with bread that's starting to get stale. So
Gotcha.
you can imagine how shocked this blogger was when they found out that Erkerken bread just doesn't seem to go stale.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And speaking of being shocked, the blogger was not ready for the ingredient list on American bread. They said it was like a CVS receipt. Hilarious, but also a little scary. Why does American bread have so many ingredients?
That's a great question. The long list of ingredients is actually a sign of how bread is made in a lot of countries now, like the US. A longer ingredient list usually means that there are things added to make the bread last longer and have a smoother texture.
Okay.
And that's all because of industrial production.
The blogger was especially confused by something called xanthan gum.
Oh, yeah.
What is that and why is it in our bread?
Xanthan gum is something you find in a lot of food. It helps make things thicker and more stable. And yeah, it definitely helps American bread stay fresh for longer.
Ah, so it's not magic, it's science.
Exactly.
But a blogger also says that American bread doesn't have much flavor. They even said it's like listening to elevator music. Ouch. Is there any truth to that? Is it really just all about making bread that lasts longer and not about taste?
That's where things get really interesting. You see, the blogger's reaction to all those ingredients and their feeling that American bread is kind of bland, it all points to a really big difference in how people think about making bread. The traditional Dutch way of baking, which is often done at home or in small bakeries, is all about using simple ingredients and techniques like fermentation. And that can make the bread taste a lot more complex.
Fermentation. I hear that word all the time, but can you remind me what exactly that is?
Sure. So fermentation is basically using yeast to change sugars into carbon dioxide and alcohol.
Okay.
And that creates little air pockets in the dough.
Right.
And that's what gives bread its texture, makes it rise. Different kinds of fermentation, like the slow kind they use for sourdough, can give bread unique flavors.
So Dutch bread is all about this traditional ways of fermenting and using simple ingredients, and that might be why the blogger thinks it has more oomph.
Yeah, exactly.
But American bread has gone in a totally different direction. Like we were saying, it's all about making it last longer and having that soft texture.
Right. If you think about how big the U.S. is, it makes sense that making and shipping huge amounts of bread became so important, they have to make sure everyone can get bread.
Yeah, that's true.
And over time, people in America started to develop their own preferences when it came to bread. Like they started liking softer bread that can be used for lots of different things.
So it's not as simple as just saying American bread versus Dutch bread.
Right.
It's more about understanding how different cultures and practical things like how to get bread to everyone have shaped the bread that we eat today.
I think that's a great way to put it. This blog post is a funny reminder that even our ideas about something as basic as bread can be challenged when we see things from a different culture's point of view.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, like, what does the kind of bread we prefer say about us?
Interesting question.
Are we just creatures of habit picking up the same old loaf from the store every week? Or is there something deeper going on? Like, are we connected to the bread we grew up with?
I think that's a really good question. It makes you think about how things like globalization and industrialization have affected traditional ways of making food.
Yeah.
Like, are we losing something important when most of the bread in the supermarket is mass-produced? Or is it just that food culture is changing and things like convenience and price are becoming more important?
It really makes you think. I'm not like a bread expert or anything, but I definitely have my go-to loaf from the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
What about you? What kind of bread do you usually buy?
I've always liked sourdough.
Okay.
There's just something about that slightly sour taste and the chewy texture that I really love. It reminds me of going to little bakeries in Europe.
Oh, nice.
Where you can smell the fresh sourdough baking.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing. It makes me think of the blogger's description of fresh bread in the Netherlands. Like, you can practically smell it throughout the whole kitchen. It's clear that bread is really special in a lot of cultures and not just because it's food.
Absolutely. Bread is a staple food. It's a part of culture, and it brings back personal memories.
Yeah.
This deep dive has shown us that there's so much to explore and enjoy in the world of bread. We only just scratched the surface.
So true. Yeah, it really makes you think about how something as simple as bread can have so much history and so many different stories. And even though this blogger clearly likes that fresh Dutch style bread more, I was wondering if maybe we can appreciate both kinds of bread. Like, yeah. Well, can't we enjoy a crusty sourdough loaf and also like a soft sandwich bread?
Of course. I mean, taste is like a personal thing, right? There isn't one right way to bake bread. What one person thinks is boring, another person might love because it's simple. I think it's more about understanding that different ways of baking and different ingredients lead to different tastes and textures, and they all have their own good points.
So it's not about saying one kind of bread is better. It's more about appreciating all the different kinds and what makes each one special.
Exactly. And even just within American bread, there's a huge variety. You have your classic white sandwich bread, but you also have all kinds of fancy sourdoughs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The blogger was just joking around. I don't think they meant to say anything bad about American bread. American bread has its own history, and it's important to American culture.
That's true. We've been talking a lot about Dutch bread, but what about the American side of things? What are some of the things that have shaped what Americans like in their bread?
Well, one thing to think about is how many different food traditions there are in the U.S.
Right.
I mean, you have influences from all over the world, and that shows up in the bread, too, like bagels.
Oh, yeah, bagels.
They come from Eastern Europe originally.
Huh.
And tortillas are a big part of Mexican food. All these different influences have made bread in America really diverse.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just one American bread. It's like a mix of styles and traditions from all over.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm also curious about like the practical side of things. You mentioned how big the U.S. is and how it's important to get bread to everyone easily. How has that affected how bread is made?
That's a really important point. To get bread to every part of the country and to make sure it's not too expensive, they had to start making bread in large factories.
Right.
And that meant really how they baked it and what ingredients they used.
Gotcha.
So that the bread would last longer and always be the same.
So Americans don't just like soft, long-lasting bread because of the taste.
Yeah.
It's also because it's practical and it makes sure everyone in such a big, diverse country can get bread.
Exactly. It's about finding a balance between what tastes good, what's easy to get, and what people can afford. Okay. And those things are important to a lot of people.
You know, a whole conversation is making me think about my own relationship with bread.
Oh, yeah.
I usually just grab whatever's on sale, but maybe I should be more adventurous and try some different kinds of bread.
That's the great thing about bread.
Yeah.
There's so much to discover, like different grains and flours and all those special ways of fermenting it and all the different cultural variations.
Hmm. And even though the blogger made fun of American bread, I do think it's pretty great how versatile it is.
Yeah.
You can use it for sandwiches, toast, French toast. So many possibilities.
I think it's all about balance. Like, it's great to appreciate how skillfully a sourdough loaf is made.
Uh-huh.
But it's also okay to enjoy a simple soft sandwich bread. It's about trying new things and realizing that there are good things about all the different kinds of bread.
I love that. Expanding our bread horizons.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So for anyone listening who wants to try something new and go beyond their usual loaf of bread, where would you suggest they start? Do you have any tips for exploring the world of bread?
I'd say start by looking beyond the supermarket. Go to local bakeries,
okay,
farmers markets, or even try baking your own bread at home.
Oh, man. Baking bread at home sounds kind of scary.
It might seem intimidating, but honestly, it's not as hard as you think. There are so many resources online.
That's true.
And even easy recipes can turn out really delicious. Plus, there's nothing like the smell of fresh bread baking in your kitchen.
That's a good point. It's not just about the bread you get at the end.
Right.
It's about the experience of making it and connecting with something that people have been doing for centuries.
It's almost like meditation.
Yeah.
And there's a real sense of accomplishment in making something with your own hands, something that has fed people for so long.
So whether you're a big bread fan or starting to get interested, this deep dive has hopefully shown you that there's a whole world of bread out there waiting to be explored. From the traditional Dutch brood trommel to the simple American sandwich loaf, each kind of bread has its own story, its own texture, and its own place in our food history. It's amazing, right? We started with this one Dutch expat's funny observations about how American bread just won't go stale.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking about all these old baking traditions, food trends that are happening all over the world, and even like our own personal memories about bread.
It's true. We went from a simple blog post to talking about, like, centuries of bread making.
I know. Speaking of memories, I'm suddenly craving a warm slice of sourdough with butter.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some French toast made with bread that's a day or two old, like the blogger was talking about. What about you? Are you craving any bread after all this talk about bread?
You know what? All this talk about fresh bread is making me think about my grandma's kitchen.
Oh.
She used to bake the most amazing bread. And the smell would fill the whole house. It wasn't anything fancy, just a simple white loaf, but it tasted like home.
That's so sweet. There's something about bread that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, isn't there? It's not just food. It's like a connection to family and tradition and all those good times.
It really is. And this deep dive has reminded me that even something as ordinary as bread can have so much meaning and history behind it.
Okay, so before we wrap things up, let's do a quick recap of what we learned about Dutch and American bread culture.
Okay.
We started with that blogger's funny take on American bread and how it seems to last forever.
Okay.
Then I talked about the different ingredients and baking techniques and what people in each country like in their bread.
We talked about how important fresh bread is in the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
And about their special bread box, the brood trommel,
yeah.
And those traditional Dutch recipes like wonteltiefjes.
Right.
And then we talked about how in America it's all about convenience and making sure the bread is always the same and how that led to bread being made in big factories.
And even though the blogger made fun of American bread a little bit at first,
yeah.
You realize that there are good things about both kinds of bread, both the traditional and the modern.
Exactly. It's not about saying one is better than the other. It's about understanding that there are lots of different ways to make bread and appreciating what makes each one special.
I love that. Now, before we go, I have one last question for our listeners. After hearing all this, do you think differently about that loaf of bread sitting on your counter?
Maybe you'll feel like trying a new kind of bread or checking out a local bakery.
Yeah.
Or even trying to bake your own bread.
And if you want to have a good laugh and learn more about what it's like to be Dutch in America, definitely check out the original blog post, My American Bread Awakening.
Until next time, happy bread adventures.
Thanks for listening. CEHB.